Writers, beware when you share. Like many writers, probably most, I suffer from imposter syndrome sometimes. Because of that, together with my experience that everyone, except writers, seems to think that writing is easy, I prefer to share work in progress or small achievements with other writers. I'm thinking in particular of the one and only time I clicked on a tweet this button in Scrivener. It produced a tweet reading something like, "I've written 723 words today." The only response I received was, "And?" Had I shared that with my writer friends, I am fairly sure they would have offered encouragement and congratulation rather than a cheap put-down. Yes, from one point of view, "And?" is the right response. My writing 723 words in a day isn't a great achievement in the total scheme of things. But if I'd had several days in which I could not write a thing, that would have been fantastic. If I was working on an article with a 750 word limit, I'd have virtually completed it in one day. Most important of all, I actually sat down and wrote something. I had some ideas, and I spent the time doing something with them. Too many people say one of these days, and never do anything with their ideas. I can see that my tweet may have come across as a boast. It would be a strange thing to consider boast-worthy though. It was simply a small celebration on my part at having written over 700 words. Plus, I wanted to see what sort of reaction I'd get. Mainly because I couldn't really understand why anybody would wish to share such news anyway. Since then, I have only shared achievements with family and writer friends. As I am quite good at doubting myself, I don't really need anybody reinforcing that by saying "and." If you are similar, I strongly recommend not sharing small personal achievements on social media.